Aircheckdownloads.com.
1973.
Yeah.
You took over the reins of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show from the man who's just gone out the door. How did you feel on the first morning when you did it?
Very nervous, very frightened about the whole thing because you've got to use your imagination. But in those days, Tony was a big star, and to take over from him was a big step. And he had been incredibly successful and very popular. He failed the Radio 1 medical, and they moved him off the breakfast show. And I was very fortunate. I was in the right place at the right time, and I got the job.
Can I just point out that noise you're hearing while Noel's talking is not a donkey peeing in the corner of the studio. It is actually someone pouring a bottle of something out in here.
It's champagne, actually, that's being poured. It's amazing. There are stages in your life where you realise you are ageing, and this morning is one of those stages for me, because this whole place has changed so much, and there never used to be anyone around when I was doing the breakfast show. I mean, you were lucky if you saw the backside of a commissioner before 9 o'clock, although the controller then, Derek Chinnery, used to come in at 8:45 and lean over this desk and look at you. And if he came in whistling and humming, you knew you'd dropped an incredible brick and you were for it at 9 o'clock. And if he came in sort of smiling, you knew the traffic in Hampstead was okay and everything was going to be all right. But there certainly was no champagne, Doreen. And all this technology, I can't believe it. I mean, I was not allowed to look at the television, and you've got three television sets in here.
Yeah, it's not all showing television programs, but they're showing various.
Can I say good morning to Helen, who's just taking Charlotte on the school run?
Hello, family. Hello, everybody. Listen, people said, or you said about yourself in a book they did, I think, for the 10th birthday or the 15th birthday of Radio 1, okay. You said that people say I'm silly, but I'll keep doing it as long as I know there's lots of other lunatics out there. You had a tremendous rapport.
God,
with
that
your
was
audience.
Profound, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I was very lucky that when, I mean, seriously, Tony had a very distinctive style, and his was very much the Motown music, top 40, you know, American-style presentation, and those gags. And when I took over the breakfast show, probably in keeping with Mr. Wogan, who used to be the other side of a pane of glass when I was doing, and he was doing the Radio 2 show at the time, we both started to use the listeners, and we encouraged people to write in, and we picked on various things in letters and fed off the correspondence and tried to build up a little bit more of a rapport with the audience.
Aircheckdownloads.com.